97.9 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in Intrinsic Aura Studios at University Place, joined across the table by Victor Lewis, who's got our trends for this morning.
Yeah, I got some weird stuff.
Good.
I have a story.
I need weird stuff today.
That is me. I'm the weird stuff provider. I've got a news story out of China that I had to use Google Translate to read, but I was fascinated by the images that accompanied it. It just showed a ceiling with some sort of motor device on it, and the headline, not all of it translated, but the words that got through were "noisy neighbor's building shaker." I was like, well, now I want to know about this.
Is this just like a malfunctioning ceiling fan?
So this dude had some noisy neighbors, and he didn't like them very much, so he ordered himself a high-power, like, motor, like a vibration motor, the super-sized thing that's in your phone, just
right.
An uneven weight spinning in a circle to make things move around. He plugged that in, he drilled it into a stud of his apartment ceiling, and then went on, like, a four-day vacation and just left it on and vibrating, causing a lot of noise, shaking the person upstairs and probably some other rooms in the apartment complex.
Right.
It's just a very strange story, and how do you get to this point is really why I've been thinking about it and why I wanted to talk about it on Trends. How do you get to the point where you're mad at your neighbors and you decide that your solution is going to be, I'm going to buy myself a very strong vibration motor. I'm gonna screw it into the ceiling. Oh, I'm gonna get them. Oh, this is it. This is my master plan.
Yeah, because there's a lot of different factors that have to go into that. You have to be a certain kind of person who would retaliate in that level. You've got to be creative about your retaliation in exactly that way. Like, I would never have thought of that.
No. I would just get a old-fashioned broom handle.
Nor would I have done it if I had thought about it, because I'm also not that kind of person yet. I haven't reached my threshold.
Worst case scenario, I'd get one of those ice cream machines that they have at the State Fair. You know, the ones that are like steam-powered, like chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga.
Right.
I would attach my old-fashioned broom handle to that, so it would be spinning and just hitting the ceiling over and over again. It would be a broom horrible upstairs neighbor bothering robot that also made ice cream. It would have so many purposes.
No, what you should
do... No unitask.
No, if you're going to go the ice cream noisemaker route, don't get the ice cream maker. Get the ice cream truck. Get that like... Ding, 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 just, from an ice cream truck and just set it going.
Like the disconnected truck speaker, because at first I was like, yeah, I could get a truck and park it outside, but then you kept talking, and I love the idea of the ice cream truck speaker just disconnected. It's like in some garages and man caves, they'll have the front end of a car cut off and
right.
We hung it on a wall. It would be so dope to have the front of like the Ford ice cream truck, the classic box design. You could put a freezer in it, man. Wealth is wasted on the rich, I tell you what, man.
What else we got?
I also have increasing fines in South Carolina. A bill is being proposed and actually getting a fair amount of traction that will increase fines for folks that are driving too slow in the left lane. First off, I didn't know that fines could be increased. It looks like that they are indeed codified. It's currently a $25 fine. The bill would move it up to a $100 fine. Your slow behavior in the left lane does need to be egregious in order to get this ticket, which sure, but the spirit of the law is get out of the way. Don't cruise in the passing lane is really what they're going for. And it's just something to kind of bust you on.
Right.
But that made me think about what is your least favorite driving behavior? What is the thing that makes you mad?
Oh,
As always, I will go first. I will give you time to think of one. My least favorite can actually be seen every day up on whatever this road is. Estes, the one that goes that way.
Yeah.
When you are merging... You do not get to ride the merge lane all the way to the end. That's not what it's for. Feel free to look it up. No one has any legal responsibility to let you in. You have every legal responsibility to merge safely. Riding the merge lane to the end and just throwing your hands in the air and letting Jesus take the wheel is not merging safely. Merge before then. Think ahead.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Mine is going to be pretty similar because I have an issue with people who are very eager to change lanes and get in front of me or merge in front of me and then proceed to go much slower than I was going.
Yeah.
That I don't like. Right.
Yeah.
I also am not a big fan of people who, while I'm the common complaint of there are people who drive too slow in the passing lane, I do occasionally run into that problem, but more often I'm driving in the passing lane going 8 to 9 miles an hour over the speed limit, like the generally accepted you can drive this far over the speed limit before you have to worry about getting pulled over.
We all know that general range.
And people will tailgate because apparently 73 and a 65 is way too slow in the passing lane. And, you know, eventually I'll get over, but I'm not going to, like, cut somebody off in the lane next to me just so you can go 85.
See, my knee-jerk response here is that the passing lane is just for passing, and then you should immediately move over. But I know that sometimes that's not possible. You'll have cars that are, just the uncomfortable length apart,
right,
that you don't want to merge back over. And when somebody is tailgating me in the middle of that, buddy, we're going to get there.
I could get behind the semi-truck, let you pass, and then get back over, go in front of the semi-truck and go over. Or I can cut out several of those middlemen, pass the semi-truck, move over, and then you can go.
Yeah, and then you can speed to your little heart's content.